Well, we had earlier sent a letter to the Prime Minister just raising our concerns about his attack on the public broadcaster. And since we'd written the letter, the events had continued to develop. I think the board chair was removed from the post and the general manager's role was in doubt as well. And really, it was just a question of raising the issue again in another forum.
So you were trying to approach the Prime Minister before, but you didn't get very far?
Well, we wrote the letter and asked him to respect the editorial independence of the Tongan Broadcasting Commission. And clearly, the process under which the broadcaster is coming under some pressure has continued. So we just wanted to raise the issue again as constructively as we could.
Why is this a serious thing? Because often you'll get an argument between a politician and a broadcaster. It happens all the time. Why is this a special case?
Look, I think those arguments and that discussion around the performance of any media organisation is vital, and the Prime Minister and any politician is entitled to their strongly voiced opinion on the quality or otherwise of their coverage. What made this different is the direct attack. To call the Tongan Broadcasting Commission the enemy of the people was extremely strong language. To say that its job was to facilitate the work of the government, I think, really crosses a line in terms of the independence of public service media. The Tongan Broadcasting Commission's role is to promote public debate, to inform the public without fear or favour, and to operate independently. And really, these criticisms did cross the line. At the Public Media Alliance, that was the hat I was wearing when I was making these comments. You know, we don't carelessly or casually intervene in any country's affairs, but we do think a strong and an independent public service media is a vital for any democracy, particularly a fledgling democracy like Tonga.
Now, you are wearing your Public Media Association hat here. That's a global organisation of public broadcasters, is that correct?
It is. It is the largest global association of public service media.
Do you think that your appeal to the King will have any effect?
I'm not sure. I know it's been reported, our appeal has been reported in Tonga this morning, both through RINZI and through local media have picked it up. So I think if it simply raises awareness that there is a real danger in interfering with the editorial independence of the public broadcast, I think it would have achieved an effect. Whether it actually solves the problem or just gives people a bit of time to find a solution, I don't know.
Could you perhaps potentially be laying yourself open to some criticism as well as president of the Public Media Alliance? You're also the CEO of Radio New Zealand. Radio New Zealand International reports on Tonga. Could you be seen to be somehow taking sides?
I think there's always a risk of that, and we would welcome any robust criticism in return, and we'd cover any criticism that was directed our way or directed my way as a result of the comment. So I think the solution to that is to have a debate and a discussion about it, and we wouldn't close that down. But, you know, these are challenging times for all news media, and we do need to stick together as editors and as broadcasters to continue to hold that strong argument that credible, informative, high-quality, trusted news coverage is vital to the country, to any country, and we should hold the line around that and not be shy about defending it.
The Tongan Prime Minister's stated claim that the role of a public broadcaster is to support the government is held by an increasing number of national leaders around the world, isn't it?
Well, that speaks to the power of media, particularly public service media. It's hugely influential. But his criticisms cut right to the core of what an independent media is. What he's talking about is propaganda, spin doctoring, and compromised reportage. What a good public service broadcaster needs to do is to be independent of that kind of influence and speak truth to power. These are lofty statements, but they really matter at a time when citizens rely on reliable sources of information.